everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and I appreciate that very much. Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to be visiting with my editor at the Dallas Morning News tomorrow. Looking forward to that. They've moved. They got new digs at the Dallas Morning News. I'm going to get to see the new place and chat about things. I like the way the new column is going. The format's different. If you haven't noticed it, we used to for years. We did kind of a Q&A, and people would send me questions, you know, in all kinds of ways, and we just kind of turned them into a question and answer deal. And we didn't really spend a whole lot of time trying to write great prose. We were just trying to answer as many questions as quickly as we could. But the new editor, the new people she was working with, I assume, wanted to have more of a column, one subject at a time, kind of like we do the newsletter, and use a little more photography because a lot of the interest was, a lot of the emphasis on the paper was switching over to the internet in addition to the printed stuff. So now I have to actually write something, and it's been fun. We've done it on a lot of different subjects, and you can check the archives in a couple of ways if you want to see any of those that I've done the past year or so by going to dirtdoctor.com. There's a button on the homepage that says Dallas Morning News, and all the archives of what we've written are there. But you can also, of course, go to dallasmorningnews.com, and the archives are there as well. Phone number is 866-444-3478. And before we go back to the phones, a couple of things that I wanted to go through with you about how you can get additional information about this approach that we recommend, which is called the natural organic approach. And it's opposed to using high nitrogen salt fertilizers, you know, the regular commercial chemical fertilizers. That's one big change, and it's the biggest one, really. And then the second change is to switch from using the toxic chemical pesticides over to using biological techniques, what I call soft pest control. It's what I talk about in my talk at the Mother Earth Fair event, the first talk that I do. Usually it's the first one I do. And then as a final, we use biological things. We get the plants healthy, you know, and use biological tools. And then we use, as a final step, we'll use something that kills pest insects. We don't have any problem killing pest insects, but we want to do it as a last resort after using those other things. Why? Because the other things don't kill beneficials. A lot of the killing organic sprays will kill beneficials. Dormant oil, horticultural oil, the essential oils, neem, all those things that we recommend if the situation calls for it, but we use those as a last resort because they kill beneficials. We'd like to first use beneficial nematodes and beneficial fungi and bacterial products and, you know, those kind of techniques. Now, there are some organic tools that just kill certain kinds of insects. BT is an example. BT kills lepidopterous insects. Well, that means it kills moths and butterflies. But it'll kill your butterflies. You know, it'll kill the moth that's creating the caterpillar that's eating your pecan tree, but it'll also kill the butterflies and the beneficial night flowering blooming moths, the moths that pollinate the night blooming plants, are I put in that category. In other words, the insects that you don't want to kill, the BT products will do. So we use them on a last resort basis only. Okay. Now, the other way to get information, one of the things you get if you go the route of helping TORC, our nonprofit organization, the Texas Organic Research Center. If you do a $50 donation or buy $50 worth of my books, you get $50 level, you get the membership in the Organic Club of America. And what comes along with those benefits are seminars, answers on a priority basis, special offers, seeds from my garden and Bob Webster's garden, and those kind of things. If you donate at a $75 level or greater, you not only get the membership in the Organic Club of America, but the rewritten basic organic program and the seeds. Well, the seeds come at the $75 level, not the $50 level. I said that wrong. The TORC Organic Gardening and Landscape course is online. You can go to dirtdoctor.com and find it right there on the homepage. Sign up for it and take it. It's 15 chapters. I do the teaching after each chapter. There's a little test. The test is not difficult. We give you a 25 or 26 page study guide, which is a cheat sheet, and it's an open book test. So, but you do have to pass 100% and then go to the next chapter. And when you finish, you're certified by our nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center. The newsletter, our weekly newsletter, is free. You simply sign up for it. We've got, I don't know, 110,000 people or so that take it. Our last one was kind of fun because I covered an insect for you that I didn't know what it was for a long time. It showed up on my almond verbena. Very pretty, kind of orange and black, long little insect, and it was on the almond verbena, and I kind of had a sneaking suspicion it might be beneficial in some way as a pollinator or something. I finally found it. It is a Ailanthus moth. Ailanthus is the genus of a big old junk tree called the Tree of Heaven, and it's a tree that I've kind of like in a way myself. It's aggressive. It grow out of cracks in sidewalks and things. It's the tree that's featured in the book and the movie A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. But the Ailanthus moth does some feeding on the seed of this tree. And so from that standpoint, it can be considered, a pest, I guess, in a way. I don't think it does enough damage to those trees to really do them a whole lot of harm. But the other thing it does, it's a wonderful pollinator, and it's just a pretty little insect. And so that's what the current newsletter is about. You can go to the archives and see it there. But it's the Tree of Heaven or Ailanthus moth. And I found it on my almond verbena. It shows up there along with a ton of other beneficial pollinators of all kinds of bees and wasps and flies, beneficial flies, of course, like tachinid flies and others. And it's one that, we've been recommending on the show here and in my column for a long time. If you don't have any, no matter whether you live in Chicago or Miami or California or Maine, it's a plant that you can use in your vegetable garden as one of those plants that's going to help attract beneficials. And it smells unbelievably fantastic. It's just great from most standpoints. It's going to freeze in Chicago. You're going to have to use it as an annual. But in most of the country, it'll function like, not most, probably half of the country, I guess, it functions as a perennial. And in San Antonio, in places south of San Antonio, it will function as an evergreen. My books, we've already talked about, Facebook and Twitter. I need to get more involved. Everybody keeps telling me I need to spend more time on it. It's just, where do you spend your time? But we do put some stuff on Facebook and Twitter from time to time, and there'll be some notices for you there. The library on dirtdoctor.com is where everything we have, for the most part, is there in alphabetical order, so you can find the stuff there. And then, finally, I'd like to tell you about an opportunity that you can get for free, and it's a consultation for stem cell therapy. Why would I recommend that? Well, I had a busted knee. I had a torn knee pretty bad. It was very painful. I had this stem cell treatment, and it's completely gone. If you have some issues, pain, or other issues that you think might be able to be helped by the stem cell, you can get a free consultation by calling this number, 800-705-6006. 800-705-6006. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains BioTone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, a couple of quick things before we go back to the phones. The mystery photograph is now up. So if you want to identify it and win one of the courses, you can do that. Before the end of the show, calling or sending us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. After the show, we'll probably allow some period of time for people to still do it, and you'll have to enter in that case by the info@dirtdoctor.com, because you can't call me at that point. I'll be in the car somewhere. And then the other thing I was going to tell you on the books, the easiest way, I should have mentioned this before, to find out about the books and the deal for raising money for Torque and everything and which books are available, just go to dirtdoctor.com and click the red button. It's right up at the top of the page. It says Buy Howard's Books. And the books I'd recommend that you look at the strongest for this deal, because they'll be the most helpful for you. First of all, the Bug Book, the Texas Bug Book. The Tree Book is the second one. One also, if you want to buy one book that kind of combines all my books together, Texas Gardening, The Natural Way. And by the way, the Texas name, don't let that throw you too much if you're in other parts of the country, because for the most part, my books are beneficial to people coast to coast and border to border if you adjust the timing and, you know, specific plants, which I'd rather you be doing with local folks in a lot of cases anyway. But all the basic information, the real meat of the book is good anywhere in the country. The Organic Manual is not regionalized really too much at all. It's the book that I did with Mother Earth News. Herbs for Texas, I always talk about it being my best kept secret, really loaded with a ton of information about using culinary, medicinal herbs, edible landscaping plants, edible weeds, all that kind of thing. Lots of photographs. The Organic Lawn Care is not regionalized at all. The Organic Management for the Professional is good for homeowners as well as professional people. It just has more detail. A lot of people like more scientific detail and all, and it has that in the book. Plants for the Houston and Gulf Coast area, really good for people in that part of the country. So hope that helps you out. Let's talk to our friend Daryl, the snake expert. I hadn't talked to Daryl in a while. What's up?
It has been a little while. I thought it was overdue to get back with my friend the Dirt Doctor. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Haven't seen any snakes at my place lately.
No, it's been a bit chilly for that. As you know, the snake, when it gets to be 7 degrees outside, has gone far enough below ground that he doesn't freeze solid at depth, and it depends on the soil, of course. It never goes below about 52, and at that temperature, he doesn't actually hibernate like a bear. His metabolism slows way down, and all he needs to do is drink a little water, move a little bit, but doesn't have to eat until the thaw. Now, of course, some of them die just because you get early thaws, which today seems like an interesting example.
Yeah.
It's almost warm.
Oh, it's shirt sleeve weather today. It's 70 degrees out there, I think.
I know. And we just had, I think it bottomed out. A friend of mine lives in Maypearl, and he's got one of those digital things. He got down to 4.5 degrees.
Yeah, I think we got down to about 9. We didn't get quite that cold, but it got cold.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really wow sort of cold. All right, so but that's really what they do is they just go below the frost line.
And the frost makes sense.
How deep it is depends on the soil. So
they don't do any feeding during the winter really at all.
That's right. Their metabolism slows down so much they don't have to.
Yeah.
Which makes them, of course, rather hungry come springtime.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the more dramatic snake bite stories have happened around that. There was a little girl that was sitting on a rock in the spring, and she didn't know that there was a gap beneath it, you know, right in front of her foot, or right behind her foot. And a little baby rattlesnake that was looking for the first meal of the spring thought her foot was small enough to eat because she was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the record numbers of antivenom, vials of antivenom it took to save her. It was I think it was $120,000 just in antivenom alone.
Wow. That's scary.
It was dramatic.
Because the little ones are more powerful because they haven't learned how to adjust the dosage.
Right. They've got less venom, but it is more potent. And, yeah, they don't know about not just unloading. And, of course, this was a I'm really hungry. It's been all winter sort of snake.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a perfect storm there that made it go down that way. So it's sad, but
just be careful out there.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're still more likely to be struck by lightning. It's not an everyday risk for most people. But, yeah, absolutely. Watch where you put your foot, your barefoot especially. I'm a big barefooter, so I can wait.
I am too, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to ask you something. I saw the most amazing image on Facebook of a huge ginkgo tree that every year turns golden yellow.
Well, most of them do.
You've got the most amazing ginkgo tree I've ever seen.
Okay, hang on, Darryl. I'm going to put you on hold. I got to run for a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Here's J.W. in Coppell, Texas. Hey, J.W.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Well, not much. I need to ask you a question. Okay. I watch your show. I listen to your show all the time. And I call frequently, but I need to ask a question. First, I use molasses and corn gluten meal, and I know that we're going to have some more really cold time. Before spring.
Probably so, yeah.
But in my yard, half of it is Bermuda, and I've still got a lot of weeds up. And I'm having a knee replacement surgery next week. And if there's something that I can put on my weeds from the hose and sprayer that would help eliminate some of this, I would like to know what that is.
Well, this is the time of the year. I just wrote a Dallas Morning News column about this. I don't know if it's, I don't remember if it's run yet or not, but this is the time of the year this year to spray with vinegar or one of the fatty acid herbicides like BioSafe. And you can spray the whole lawn because the summer grasses haven't started to green up yet and kill the dandelions and the rescue grass and the ryegrass and henbit and all the winter grasses without hurting your turf. Right now is the time to do it. Getting that 20% vinegar would be the easiest way to go.
Well, does BioSafe come in something for like a hose in attachment?
Well, some of their products may come in a hose in attachment, but for the weed killing, you got to spray a product that's really concentrated so you don't dilute it, so a hose in wouldn't work for the weed control. So what you want to get is the BioSafe fatty acid product or the 20% vinegar. There's three companies that make an EPA, you know, labeled product for organic weed control and spray right now. If those weeds bother you that much, I tend to not be that concerned about them myself, but a lot of people like to have that just completely clear of any green in my dormant turf look, and that's how you do it.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me, but I've been in this house for 20 years at one time. It was very thick, muted, and as time's gone by, I'm down to about 20% of that portion of my yard, Bermuda, and I just would like to correct that.
Well, now's the time to do it, and the good day to do it would be today, nice, warm, sunny day, but as soon as you can get to it, get the product, and have time to do it, let her rip.
Okay. Thank you so much. Of course, we all enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, JW. Appreciate it.
Good day.
Talk to you later. And the number is 866-444-3478. One more time on the SPCA here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There's really a cute dog that we're trying to help this week, and I wanted to tell you about Marlin once again, 3.5-year-old Anatolian Shepherd. And they say he's a goofy guy and really sweet and playful and everything. So take a look at him. Of course, our website always has the pictures of these dogs. This is the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center here in Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas. Beautiful facility. If you've never been there, you're going to be very impressed about the way they take care of the dogs and cats too. They used to have, and I'm sure they probably still do, a foster program for little kittens, which is really cool. You get to foster these beautiful little kitties for a while if you're into that. We don't do cats, we just do dogs. Judy's highly allergic to cats and just can't do it. She's so allergic to them. She can go in a house, and she sells real estate, so this happens sometimes during work. She can be in a house and not even know there's a cat, in the house, and her eyes will almost swell shut. It's not a comfortable kind of deal. But anyway, go to dirtdoctor.com, SPCA button there. And there's a couple of other dogs too, and their pictures are still there as well. Brutus and Sky. Check all of those out. I think one of those is maybe in the McKinney store. And then remember, we've got the event coming up. It's not very far away. It's Saturday, February the 17th, and Sunday, February the 18th in Belton, Texas. I'll be speaking at 2:00 on Saturday and 3:30 on Sunday, and you can click on these in our on our website. Just go to appearances, go to the appearance button, and you go to these this event. Click on them; it'll take you to a page where you can get a discount on the bracelet. You know, the entry fee to pre-purchase and save some money there. And I hope you come. Hope you get to say hi when you're at the event. It's a big event. There'll be, I don't know how many people were there the last 2 years. I mean, it seems like there's 20,000 people there. It's a lot, but it's not so crowded that it's uncomfortable. It's a big facility. They Mother Earth News, every time they do one of these fairs, they have it at a facility that's kind of an agricultural kind of a compound. And so there's a lot of buildings and arenas and places for the talks and the demonstrations and all that kind of thing. So it's whatever you're interested in, it's something that I highly recommend, especially if you've never done it before. And those of you in the Texas area, Oklahoma, or anywhere nearby that don't mind driving a little bit, this is the one that'll be the closest to you. The rest of them are scattered across the country. There's one in Oregon. There's one in Pittsburgh, Seven Springs there that I talk about every year. There's one in Asheville, North Carolina, South Carolina or North Carolina, Asheville. There's going to be one in a new place. Let's see. I don't think we have it on our thing yet. Yeah, we do. Asheville, North Carolina. And Topeka, Kansas, they have one. But the next one that's just right around the corner is the one in Texas, in Belton. So love to see you there. One of the other things that I wanted to work in before we run completely out of time today is that if you are in the business of growing fruit trees, you want to get into fruit trees or get into pecans, or you're in that business, really consider getting into doing what we've been talking about here from two standpoints. One thing I've talked about a lot today, I always do, is the root flare, exposing the flares on the trees. But the other thing is that if you have any kind of an orchard, and this would go for vineyards, orchards, anything like that, You want to have mulch around the plants, close into the plants, and then you want to have some kind of cover crops out from that. You do not want to, in any case, do what 90% of the people do, and that's have a cultivated orchard, a cultivated tree growing operation, whether it's shade trees, fruit trees, pecans, whatever it is. One of the things that I show in my talks a lot of times is orchards that are being cultivated on a regular basis, and there's bare soil on the ground. There's nothing but bad things that come from that. One is when you cultivate, you're doing some physical damage to the roots of the trees. You're also kicking soil up on the bases of the trees in a lot of cases. I think that in a shade tree operation, you know, landscape trees, I think that's how so many of them get so deep in the ground, is the cultivation management techniques that are done, where they're plowing through the tree growing operation, and they're killing the weeds, okay, but they're kicking soil toward the tree. Second thing that happens in the shade tree growing operation is when they knife the trees. Most of them start by using a spade, and that spade pushes down and kicks some soil up on the top of the tree. And then they go in by hand. They do the hand work of balling and burlapping the tree, and that pushes a little bit more soil up on top. The burlap is up on top also, and the rope and all that. So when you get your tree to plant it at home, and again, it doesn't matter whether it's a bare-rooted fruit tree or it's a big old ball and burlap tree or it's an any size container in between, the chances are almost 100% that that tree is going to be too deep in the container when you get it. And so your first move is to take it out of the container. If it's in a hard container, knock it out, set it on the ground, or set it in a wash tub full of water and let it get totally hydrated. Pull the soil off the top, get it off the flare, and you're going to be surprised. A 5-gallon container plant, or a 7-gallon or 15-gallon, whatever size it is, you're going to be surprised if you do this, how much soil you're going to be able to pull away before you get down to the true roots of the plant. In other words, the flare, the crown of the plant. And I've seen it on projects where we've been involved. One specific one was a ginkgo. We had a ginkgo that was brought to a site. It was bald and burlapped. It was set on the ground. The burlap was open on the top. Soil started being taken away, and this was only a 4-inch caliper ginkgo. We ended up taking, the contractor and the owner ended up taking, I just saw pictures later, I told them what to do and had to be away and didn't see it actually be done, but I have the photographs of it. It's one of the things that I show in my talks. There was over 8 inches, probably close to 10 inches of soil taken off of the top of the ball, off of the flare, that was under the burlap of the bald and burlap plant. That's how dramatic it is. And that's not an unusual situation. unfortunately, it's a fairly common thing to do. The little bare-rooted trees that you get, if you get your peach trees, plum trees, jujube, whatever it is, and you're planting bare-rooted, you're going to get them in, and you're going to notice a soil line up at a certain point. And that soil line, where they've been healed in at the growing operation, will invariably be several inches above where the true flare is. We've got photographs of this kind of stuff on dirtdoctor.com. It's in my books as well, but you need to be very careful about it. And if you plant, keeping this in mind, and get that flare at the right place where you plant, you won't even have trouble long term that has to be fixed later. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the wave of the future. All the experts agree that stem cells are the future of medicine, your personal health, and even your longevity.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
For a complimentary consultation, a $200 value, call now 800-705-6006.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call American Rio at 800-710-2737. That's 800-710-2737.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Got a couple of quick in Howard's garden things to finish with, but Bob called in from Holiday, Texas. And Mary Rose almost spelled diatomaceous earth right. Only missed it by one letter. I'm very impressed. What's up, Bob?
Good. Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I got a couple of questions. What do you think about diatomaceous earth for use with humans? And what brand would you recommend?
Well, it's an interesting question. I think it's good for humans to take internally. Unfortunately, there's only one brand that's available out there, and I've for years been a little uncomfortable with it. We've never had good relations with the company. The owner doesn't like the fact that I'm very concerned about the fact that they not only sell diatomaceous earth, it's pure diatomaceous earth, and it's a good quality when they sell, but they also sell a product that has pyrethrum in it. And I'm just real uncomfortable with that. You know, I don't like pyrethrum,
sure.
Period. I don't think it ought to be used. I think it's too toxic, even though it's an organic killing,
right.
Pest control. But in the manufacturing, you know, how easy would it be to make a mistake, you know, and get some
sure.
And I'm not accusing anybody of anything at all, but it's just always made me a little uneasy. But so the answer to the question is any clean diatomaceous earth. We've tried to work with some other companies across the country, and they've various things come up and happen. But if you can get a clean, natural, amorphous diatomaceous earth, taking a little spoonful in a drink on a daily basis, I think is beneficial to anybody and beneficial to any animals. We've seen tremendous improvement to digestion and getting rid of internal parasites and all that, giving it to pets and livestock across the board.
Yeah, I give it to my dogs all the time, but
yeah.
And I've read about humans taking it, but I didn't know how you felt about that or whatever.
No, it's just a source issue. You see what I mean? More than anything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I do. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right, Bob. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. A couple of things to finish with here. One is the mystery photo is up and hadn't been identified yet unless somebody sent in an email that I haven't noticed yet. Let me look here real quick. does not look like that's the case. So as the show ends, the only way you're going to be able to enter the contest, if somebody doesn't call real quick here and get it, is to send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. You do not have to identify the specific cultivar of the plant. It is a plant that's pretty well known. This is an unusual cultivar of it. All you need to do is identify the genus or the common name, and you'll win. And what you win is one of our courses, the Natural Organic Certification Course, that is our online school through our nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center. The other thing that I was going to tell you about is we've got a project going on at my house, and we're going to be filming it and doing still shots of it and showing you the whole thing. It is something that I was a little bit surprised I got my wife to agree to do. I took down a big tree. I took down a big tree at the front door, a bur oak, that was about 14-inch caliper, maybe a little more than that. And the reason I did was because that the idiot that designed the landscaping at my house, me, made a real serious error by putting a bur oak that would hang over the house anywhere near a bedroom. And, of course, I knew it. I just knew, made a mistake. And it sounds like, you know, you're at war when in the fall those huge acorns are coming down the roof. Plus the fact I wanted a Texas ash anyway. I don't have one on the property except one that was naturally grew up in a little wooded area, and it's always going to be a little dwarf tree. So we're putting in a Texas ash. The Texas ash, for those of you around the country, is almost exactly the same. In fact, it may be exactly the same as white ash. And it's a wonderful ash tree. Some ash trees are no good. You know, the Arizona ash and green ash is a bottomland tree and doesn't live a long time. But the Texas ash gets huge. It lives a long time. It has spectacular fall color that starts yellow, then starts getting some reds, and then it'll go to deep, dark maroons. And you'll get all these different colors sometimes on the same tree. And then sometimes it'll be different colors in different years. And it's a relatively clean tree. It does have the samara, the seeds that come down, but they're no, you know, big deal. So it's not real messy, a tree. I really like it a lot. And I'll show it to you as we plant it. We're going to plant it without, I think, got to talk to Tyson about it before we do any removal of the stump, because I may not remove the stump. I may do a demonstration of how to use a saltpeter on the stump, move the tree slightly forward, and plant it without taking the stump out. We'll show you the whole process as we go. And enjoy being with you today. Just go to dirtdoctor.com if you have questions during the week, and we'll see you next week, same time, for 3 hours of talking organic gardening on the radio. Also, check out my column on the Dallas Morning News and other things that we throw up on dirtdoctor.com. See you next time.